Welcome to Men in Charge. In brief, I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Tony, depending on which file you look at on my laptop, today's sketch has many different titles. I'm just calling it New Quiz Show.
It's pretty scary. It's filled with surprises. But as you listen to the announcer and the hapless contestant, what do people need to consider, Kevin?
They need to consider the fact that there's a hidden or implicit question that you can find in the episode, and you do need to inform us if you've found it, and you may win a valuable prize.
Welcome to a new quiz show we're calling Coincidence, Correlation, or Climate Change. Our guest panelists will have to figure out which word best explains the gist of each brief scenario. And if the panelist gets 2 out of 3 correct, he or she will win a valuable prize. So let's meet this week's contestant, Smudge Rollins.
My friends call me the Smudster, FYI.
That's great. Now, let's get started. Here's how it works. I give you a real-life scenario, and you decide if the outcome is the result of a coincidence, a correlation, or is due primarily to climate change. Pretty straightforward, wouldn't you say, Mr. Smudge? All set?
Sure. Fire away.
Okay then, here we go. Scenario 1. The other day, it rained hard, and both the washer and dryer shorted out when the basement flooded. The next day, my wife left me after claiming she'd been after me to fix the sump pump since October of 2005. So, is it coincidence, correlation, or climate change?
Well, let's see. So climate change might have caused the heavy rainfall. And if we correlate that with his wife already being fed up with him, I guess I'll go with correlation.
No, sorry. The correct answer is causation.
Wait a sec. That wasn't one of the choices. I thought they were coincidence, correlation, or climate change.
Tough break for sure. Let's move on to scenario 2, shall we?
Yeah, but I was just...
And here we go. Scenario 2, coincidence, correlation, or climate change. On a flight from Boston to LA, I realized I'd left the radio on in the basement to cover up the sound of the damned sump pump. When I called my ex-wife to ask her to turn off the radio when she came by to pick up the rest of her things, she said it had stopped raining and she turned it off earlier because of the heavy metal it was playing. So, Mr. Smudge, coincidence, correlation, or climate change?
Jeez. If the wife said it stopped raining, then maybe coincidence.
Well, close, but the answer is again causation. If the wife hadn't already left, she wouldn't have needed to pick up her things, so the radio wouldn't have been on in the first place.
What's going on here? Since when was causation even one of the choices?
Without causation, it'd be a pretty bizarre world, wouldn't it?
But I...
One last chance. Scenario 3. Coincidence, correlation, or climate change. A few years ago, my second wife and I installed a rain barrel for our garden. Right after we harvested our first carrots, Excalibur, my wife's beloved beagle, unexpectedly got sick with what the vet called sudden onset carrot poisoning. Think carefully, is this coincidence, correlation, or climate change?
I bet I know. It's causation.
Well, I can see how you'd think that, but sadly, that's not one of the choices.
Wait, Coriolis effect? Serendipity with the sea?
Tony, did we get any mail from the listener?
It's a crumpled, soiled envelope from Leopold Bilgewaters from Beaver Dam, Kentucky, who asks, what causes coincidences?
It's a great question, but it's not the right question.
It's just wrong.
Plus, is it correlation or is it causation?
I think it's just an error. But what caused it is a coincidence. But coincidentally, we have 2 cast members from the same family, Faith Lloyd and Steve Lloyd. This episode was written by Scott Herrick. We also need to thank the only man who can tell the difference between oat yogurt and cashew yogurt, Brian Lindsay.